This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
This date has had a particularly strong tradition of resistance in Montreal, where just 2 days ago, 11 police cars were reportedly destroyed by 15 to 20 masked people. The slogans ACAB, which stands for All Cops Are Bastards, and FTP, which stands for Fuck the Police and Free the Prisoners, were spray painted on walls nearby.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where dangerous ideas are dispensed without a prescription. I'm your host, Stimulator, and the fight to stop mountaintop mining to produce so-called
clean coal technologies
brought the motherfucking resistance to Washington, D.C., where two fearless mountain defenders erected massive tripods in front of the Environmental Destructive Agency. The tripod dwellers won EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson to enforce the Clean Water Act and stop mountaintop removal coal mining. Here's tripod dweller and Rainforest Action Network activist Adrian Wilson.
I'm sitting on top of a 20-foot tripod in front of the EPA's DC headquarters, and I'm here today to ask EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson to visit Appalachia and to see for herself the destruction that's being caused by mountaintop removal coal mining.
In Copenhagen, members of the motherfucking resistance who were pre-arrested for alleged future crimes during the COP15 climate clusterfuck got their first day in court. Noah Wise was one of those pre-arrested and explains how police repression didn't stop with climate activists.
Really, what we're seeing here is intense police repression from the Danish state, and it started with kind of a so-called climate activists, and it's been moving to anti-fascist activists. We've had recently three arrests of anti-fascist activists who are also facing terror charges. So we're seeing that once the police start this intense campaign of repression, it doesn't stay within one given movement. It quickly moves to other movements. So we really need to have cross-movement solidarity on this stuff.
In Vancouver, where police repression of poor people and activists is a daily reality, the motherfucking resistance took to the streets in an unpermitted march to tell the VPD and the RCM pigs that they are not welcome in our hoods.
We need to stop the false dichotomy of good cop and bad cop. There are no good cops!
The pigs don't really like it when you protest against them, and that's why they bring video cameras to our demos, to identify and intimidate members of the motherfucking resistance. But who can play at that game?
Taping? What is the purpose of you taping?
Film the crowd.
Why are you? What does that serve? What purpose does that serve the police?
It films the crowd. It just gets an idea for everybody that wasn't here what was going on.
It's no surprise that some of these fuckers ain't that smart. Just take a look at these undercover pork choppers in Montreal on the very same day. Like in Vancouver, the yearly anti-police march results in confrontations with the popo. During this year's demo, members of the motherfucking Quebecois resistance were able to identify and literally kick out a number of undercover pigs from the demo. And on the subject of retaliation against the PO, the trial of Christopher Munford started in Seattle. Munford is accused of killing one cop and injuring another, as well as firebombing four pigmobiles last October in retaliation for the brutal beating of Malika Calhoun. On his first day in court, Munford launched into what the bootlicking corporate media called a rambling soliloquy. I think of it more as a lucid analysis on why we must fight back.
This world has seen that kind of behavior before. We saw it in World War II with Stalin as he took power away from the people and abused his police authorities. We saw it with Mussolini and we saw it with Hitler. This is not a small problem. We have forgotten that the very first war that our people have fought was against the police force. It was not answerable to the people. The police force was a local police force. It was answerable to King George III.
The tradition of pying is as old as the Three Stooges, maybe even older.
As a rule, parties bore me, but I know I'm going to get a big bang out of this one.
Oh, Senator, I'm so sorry.
Pying is a harmless and delicious way to humiliate movement traitors, capitalist scumbags like Bill Gates, or homophobic evangelical freaks like Anita Bryant. The deal is that no one gets hurt while causing many laughs. But when you attack somebody from the motherfucking resistance with a pie laced with hot chili peppers, well, then you are just acting like the motherfucking police. This is what happened to writer and activist Lear Keith. Three mass pie perpetrators delivered the spicy treats during a lecture by Lear during the San Francisco Anarchist Book Fair. The execution of the pie is commendable, but the target was, in my opinion, a mistake. Apparently, the spicy pie gang are vegan activists who have beef with Lear, who was a vegan for 20 years, because she wrote a book called The Vegetarian Myth. I, for one, support people's right to eat whatever the fuck they want. I've been a vegan and a vegetarian in the past, and I agree that the evil practice of factory meat production is something that must be stopped at all costs. But Jesus fucking Christ. Sometimes hardcore vegan activists are worse than fucking evangelical Bible beaters. Y'all need to chill the fuck out and look at who your real enemies are. Lear is not one of them. If you stop and listen to Lear's arguments for a motherfucking minute, you'll learn that what she's really talking about is topsoil. But I'll shut the fuck up and let Lear speak for herself. I caught up with her last December at the Humble Anarchist Book Fair. Hey Lear, how the fuck are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to relax after that rather hostile crowd.
So, the vegetarian myth. What's the big fucking deal?
Agriculture is actually the most destructive thing that people have done to the planet, so more of the same is not going to save us. Agriculture has run through every continent. There are none left. That means we've destroyed all the topsoil. We've also destroyed the prairies, the forests, the wetlands, the rivers, in order to grow a monocrop of humans. So all of that life has been funneled into simply increasing numbers of the human population. This will never be sustainable. There is no topsoil left. At this point, what we're eating is fossil fuel. And obviously, that's not going to last forever either. And in order to repair this planet, we've got to bring back those forests and prairies and wetlands. If we simply got out of the way, it would happen on its own. We could certainly participate and make it happen faster. But ultimately, we need to take our sustenance as a species from inside those living communities. We can't continue to impose ourselves across the world and expect there to be any life left at the end.
How does industrial agriculture destroy topsoil?
You have to understand what agriculture is. You take a piece of land and you clear every living thing off it. And I mean down to the bacteria. And then you plant it to human use. In order to grow the annual monocrops that agriculture is founded on, that civilization is founded on, you have to clear the land because those annual seeds, they're really big seed heads, they cannot compete against perennial grasses or forests. So the forest has to come down or the prairie has to be plowed up. Once the land is cleared, once the soil is bare, you can then plant those seeds. But this is an inherently destructive process. I mean, first of all, you're destroying entire ecosystems. And second of all, by clearing that soil, you're destroying it. It's just like us. It's when soil is exposed, it dies. The sun bakes it and The rain compounds it, and then the wind will just blow it away.
I once heard that cow farts are one of the biggest sources of CO2 gases, and that quitting meat is one of the best things a person can do to save their motherfucking planet. Is that bullshit?
Yeah, this really goes back to the fact that they're feeding corn to ruminants. That's not their native diet. If you let them eat cellulose, which is what they prefer, it's the diet they evolved eating was grass, the methane problem is tremendously reduced. It's because they're being fed the wrong food. That's why they're producing so much methane. And a lot of those statistics are really overblown anyway. I mean, it may be as little as 3%, in fact, of the methane is actually from cows. So I think a lot of that is just people with a political agenda sort of taking it and running with it.
Thanks, Lear. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. The following peeps share their piece of their pie in order to make the shit real. Dan, Noah, Sebastian, Samuel, Birgit, Steve, Anderson, Flip, Garson, Nathan, Andrew, Margaret, Sebastian, Christian, Martin, Will, and Bird. Pipe lotion. To comment on this show, or for links to Lear Keith, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now, shut your pie hole.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.